Joining us here in the studios, I know it's a busy time of year for him, the Harbor Master is Chuck Allen. How are you, Chuck?
Great to be here, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you on. I know, I was just saying before we went on, tough to get a hold of you because you seem to be everywhere doing everything right now.
Yeah, this is a busy time of year for us. Yep.
Boy, no doubt about it. Well, this is kind of does it really get started, or is the project down there at the east, the docks there, has that been a year-round thing?
Well, it has. Normally, you know, we didn't do anything in the winter. We started last spring, took the winter off, and now we really start gearing up because we want to get it finished by the youth season this year.
Oh, very good. Now, tell us about how this all got started. How long has this been in the making just to even get this off the ground?
This has been in the making about 12 years, actually.
Right.
When I first came here in 2003, we realized that the dock was getting old then, and we needed it. So I put in a proposal, actually, to get the get a new dock built, and it took 12 years.
12 years, but it finally did make it, and it looks like things are going great out there right now.
Yeah, this is the exciting time.
Yeah.
You know, that when they're dredging and doing things like that, it's a little boring, but this is exciting when people start seeing the new docks floated in and all of that kind of work.
Well, let's talk about that. Phase one and two, phase one right now, but phase two will be close behind that, right?
Yeah, yep. Phase one, we're hoping to complete by Memorial Weekend.
Okay.
And then we are hoping to start phase two in the fall, actually, and then finish it next spring.
All right. Well, tell us what's happening with phase one. Now, you mentioned some of the stuff. They're dredging, but some other things are happening as part of phase one.
Yeah. Yep. Part of phase one was just we had to do some dredging. And this all started, honestly, with a survey that we did to the boaters. And we found that the thing that they disliked most about the current docks is they're so far from shore. So that is why all of the docks have been moved closer to shore. So made us have to do some dredging and stuff like that. And then once the dredging was done, we put a new seawall in to attach the new floating docks to. And then in the springtime here, that's when you've seen the new floating docks go in. There's going to be actually 56 new floating docks this spring, a new service pier, which is where we fuel boats and do pump outs and sell ice and things like that. So you'll see a new fuel station type office out there as well. And then a lot of people are wondering what the other dock is. There's another dock that's just kind of floating out there, and that's actually a wave attenuator. So what that does is it breaks waves coming in so that when boats are sitting on the docks, they don't rock too much.
Oh, all right. Now, is that something new for in terms of, or did the old dock have that too, or is this some new technology?
No, the old dock really didn't need it because it has the large break wall that broke the waves. When we moved them closer to shore, the opening of the mouth of the harbor, actually waves come in there, so we had to break those waves.
All right, so phase one. Now, what does phase two entail?
Phase two is actually that hopefully will start in the fall, and that entails actually tearing out all of the old docks. One of the docks is just over 50 years old. The other dock is a little over 30 years old. So they really lived past their life expectancy.
Wow, yeah.
So we'll be actually tearing those out completely and then extending, putting another 80 slips onto the current docks that we're building.
Wow. So a lot being done within the course of the next, 3, 4, 5 months or so then?
Yeah. You'll see a big push in the spring here. We'll go through the summer with no construction at all, and then we'll start up again after we close in October.
All right. And during that time, they will be in use. So you are looking to get this done in time, or the part that the phase one part, so that they can be usable for the summer season then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd like to have the service pier running and all of the docks available this summer.
Excellent. Are they welcome to come on out and take a look at what's being done? Is that kind of closed off right now? How does that work right now?
Right now it is, because it's a construction zone. So we have fencing around it because there's heavy equipment. They're moving things overhead and things like that. But you can still get a great view just walking out on the old break wall.
Yeah, and well, I think we said John Carroll was in here that there's another great view. Was it Bill Duquette we were saying took a picture from the air of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he posted it on I Grew Up in Tawas Facebook page, and it's a beautiful view of an aerial view.
All right. Well, we've talked phase one and two. We're going to talk about there is a third phase. We're going to get into that with our next segment and find out what phase three is about. You guys are getting back to it again as the season is much better than it was, I would imagine, last year. You know, we were talking last spring was a rough one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Last spring it was cold, snow, and the works.
this one, much nicer to get some work done. Well, we talked phase one and two, which are currently in progress. And as you mentioned, phase two will get underway with the fall. But there is a phase three to this, the reconstruction project at the docks there.
Yeah, yep, there is. It's phase three. I think we're really a couple of years away from that. But phase three is enclosing the harbor. We talked about in phase one and two, we had to put a wave attenuator in to stop some of the wave action. Phase three will actually be extending the breakwall where the launch ramp is, and it'll close the mouth of the harbor down a little bit so that it'll really stop any kind of north or east wind that is going to be coming in. And then we won't have to have that wave attenuator in it. Any longer, so that's a big phase.
Yeah.
It's a lot to put a break wall in. So that's part of phase three, and then also part of phase three is putting a new building down there that is really going to be more for boaters to gather on bad days or to go in there and check the weather and sit and watch the news and do things like that. But it'll be like a nice little gathering area for our boaters.
Oh, very nice. Now, once the project is done, more slips for boats? Is it going to be a larger area now for those who want to get their boats in there?
It'll actually, when it's completely done, we'll have the same amount of slips that we currently have, which is 140. So we're doing 56 this spring, and then we'll add the rest on next spring, and that'll take us to 140.
All right, yep. So I've had a couple of people say, well, it's just enlarging the docks. And I said, well, we'll find out, but I don't think so. I think it's the same number, but it's just going to be much more convenient, easier to use, and as you mentioned, it's going to be more modernized out there.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. A lot more modernized. And the other thing that'll be nice is out on the main break wall, we'll actually have some areas where we can tie even larger boats up. So if a cruise ship ever does come to the Tawas area, we'd actually be able to tie that up there.
All right. Now, that's where I wanted to mention the term, because I saw it and I went, oh, I got to ask him about it. We have dolphins in our lake now, all right?
Yeah, it will
or
be.
Or will be,
it
yes. Will be, yeah. What are dolphins and what are we talking about there?
A dolphin is just a name for a spring pile, actually, which is a large post that sits right along the dock. And what it does, it's something for that larger vessel to moor off of instead of just our smaller 6x6s, which they would break pretty easy. So, yeah, it's a big spring pile, but they call it a dolphin.
All right. Yep. And is that going to help out? Because I know the rumor's been around for a while about the possibility of cruise ships and that kind of thing on the lakes. Is that something that you're planning for with things like that?
Yeah, that was something that we kind of thought would be a good option for people, because the cruise ship thing always comes up and then goes away and comes up, and now lately I've heard that it's coming back up. So this was a way for them to do that. And then also a lot of times people don't see it because it's in the fall, but a lot of research vessels will come in, like the EPA has some research vessels come in, and NOAA, and those are large boats that are about 140, 150 foot long, and they're really almost too big for our other docks.
Right. All right. And then I heard you were talking to John, and he mentioned something about bubblers. And you said no bubblers, but something else that's going to keep ice from forming. Is that right?
Yep. Actually, on the new docks, we don't want any ice to form around them in the wintertime, because ice really does a lot of damage to things. So instead of bubblers, we're actually putting ice eaters, which is like a motor with a propeller that mounts on the dock, and it churns the water, so it will keep the water open all around the new docks.
Oh, all right. Now, is that part of phase three?
Nope, that's part of phase one
okay.
and two, actually.
All right, so we'll see that in action by the start of what I hope will be a long way away winter season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, we're talking about the three phases of the state dock reconstruction, but it's going to be a busy summer from what I understand for you guys.
Yeah. It should be a busy summer.
Yeah.
We're gearing up for it right now. We're trying to get everything ready at all of our locations. We've got boating access sites that we have to get ready for the season, the state park, the dock. So there's a lot to get ready for. And already our reservations for the summer are up.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, it's going to be, especially now with the way the spring season's going, people are getting cabin fever and want to get out, so they're already booking, and that's great to hear. They want to come on out. One of the things was the Birding Festival. You guys are almost the hub for that there at the state park.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep, that's a big one for us this time of year, where, you know, you're starting to see some of those birds coming back now. Right. And once you get into mid-May, boy, it really just explodes out there with, I mean, there's been over 300 species of birds seen it at a time.
That's right. So you're gearing up for that. And of course, as mentioned, the lighthouse out there, that's always a big attraction, isn't it?
Yep. Lighthouse is always a great attraction. And we've got our Keeper program running again this year. So we've got light keepers staying in the lighthouse, and that's booked for the entire season. So that's an exciting thing too.
Yeah. Now, anything going on out there? You know, we're talking renovations here at the dock. Anything going on out there at the state park that's been happening?
Well, one of the things that's kind of neat, we decided to put in dishwashing stations at our state park.
Oh.
And we're the first state park in Michigan that actually has dishwashing stations. And what that's for is for people that don't have trailers and things where they can wash their dishes. They've got a nice location now at both of our bathroom buildings to go wash their dishes and keep everything clean.
Boy, sometimes it's the smallest things, isn't it? You don't think about it, and then it's like, hey, you know what? That'd be a nice convenience.
Yeah, that's what we exactly thought about.
Yeah. And of course, then gearing up for the entire summer. I know later the Tellus Point, the days go on out there. So there's a lot of things coming up this summer.
There is. There's always lots going on. The beach is always a fantastic time. Kite boarders are out there to watch and everything. So it's a great time out there.
Yeah. Now, how do they keep up with that? Is there a website? How would they find out more about what's going to be happening out at the state park this year?
Yeah, there's a couple ways, actually. We are on Instagram at Tawas Point Lighthouse, actually, on Instagram. We're on Facebook at Tawas Point State Park. And then we also have our website at michigan.gov/Tawas Point. That has all the information about our park. And if you go to MIDNR reservations, that's where you can actually make reservations for camping, boating, everything.
All right. It should be a fun season. I know we'll talk to you again. I'm sure we'll have you in when we have our roundtable, as we'll be back on the road for my town. And I know in the past with the East Tawas location, we've had you out there to talk about what's happening. And I think we'll get you back on. We'll talk about some more exciting things happening around East Tawas. And of course, with you got so many different areas you have to cover. How big an area do you cover?
We actually cover an area from Augrey in Aranac County all the way up to Cedar Lake, which is just south of Alcona County.
Yeah.
So it's a good area.
It is a good area. And I'm sure you're looking forward to a great season.
Yeah, we sure are.
Well, Chuck, it's been nice having you in. Chuck Allen, Chuck, no relation Allen, right?
No My relation. Friend,
I think we figured that out. But Chuck, I will talk to you again as the summer goes on. Maybe we'll keep in touch with you on a more regular basis about what's happening with the harbor. But for sure, when we do My Town later this summer.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Chuck Allen joining us this morning here in KJC Country.